Hello and welcome once again to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. Great to be back with you for another month on Holy Spirit Radio. Today we're going to tackle a topic that I think is very important, dealing with sadness. And I'd like to put it out there right now, if you are dealing with sadness right now, or if you know somebody in your life who is dealing with sadness, please give them a call, tell them to tune into the program, because this is all about coming to grips with the fact that sometimes you're going to feel sad. And often we feel guilty because we feel sad, right? We think our faith is not strong enough. We think we're doing something wrong. And we deny ourselves the fact that we have human emotions. Sadness is one of them. We will talk about dealing with sadness on the program today. I have some songs that I think will help you. And I want to let you know, I want to encourage you to contact me if I can help you in any way. In case I failed to say it, my name is Gary Zimak. My email address is gary@followingthetruth.com. And I want to hear from you because I want you to know that you are not alone. Certainly the Lord is with you as you suffer. But I also want you to know that I'm available for you. So if there's anything that I can do, please let me know. I want to talk about a couple of pieces of business before we get started here. I have a couple of upcoming talks in the Philadelphia area. On March the 9th, I'll be speaking at St. Bede the Venerable Parish in Holland, PA. The topic will be Getting Personal with Jesus. We'll talk about how we can better have a personal, close personal relationship with Jesus Christ. The talk takes place at 7 p.m. in the church. Admission is free, so I hope you'll be able to join me. And also on March the 21st, I'll be speaking at St. Andrew Parish in Newtown. We'll be talking about how to move from fear to faith. That talk begins at 7:30 p.m. Now, that has been rescheduled. We had it set for last month, but due to some inclement weather, we postponed it. So both of those talks will be taking place in March. For more details, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. The other piece of business I want to mention is I am very excited. My latest book is now available. It's called Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps. And I would love to have you read it, especially if you think that maybe you can't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, or if you think that it's a cliche, or if you think that it's not for Catholics, because one of the things that I have learned in my life, especially as someone who struggles with anxiety, is that having that intimate, close personal relationship with Jesus makes all the difference. And I came up with 10 amazingly easy steps. I call them amazingly easy because I need things to be simple. So if they work for me, they'll work for you. If you want to find out more about the book, I would just encourage you to visit my website, followingthetruth.com, and also check out your local Catholic bookstore to see if they would order it for you. They might have it available. The book's also available at Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and I'm really thrilled. You'll be hearing me talk more about it. And I would also like to come out to your parish to speak about Jesus, to speak about Our Lady, to speak about overcoming anxiety. These are my most popular topics, so if you'd like to invite me to speak at your parish, please visit followingthetruth.com. I do live in the greater Philadelphia area. I live across the bridge in South Jersey, so I'm always looking for local talks. So if your parish wants to bring me out, please contact me through followingthetruth.com or just email me directly at gary@followingthetruth.com. Now, before we talk about dealing with sadness, what I'd like to do is turn to our Lord now in prayer. Let's place ourselves in His presence. I mean, He's always there. He's always with us. But sometimes we get so caught up in the distractions of life that we forget that He's with us. So let's place ourselves in His presence and ask Him to bless the time that we're about to spend with one another, and also to bless each of us and to help us as we struggle through the problems of daily life. Please join me as we begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for giving us another day. Thank you for the many blessings that you have given to us in our lives. Father, we ask you to bless us, to bless our family members, to bless all of those around us. We especially lift up anyone who is suffering today, anyone who is dealing with sadness, anyone who has major problems in their life. We ask you to grant them your peace, to grant them your comfort, and to help them with the problem. We know that you can do all things, and we lift up all these individuals to you. I ask you, Father, to speak through me on this program. I can't do it alone. I ask you to speak through me, to use my voice, my lips, and my words to proclaim your message. And please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to the message that you have for us. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Doesn't it always feel good when you pray? Isn't it amazing that that happens? One of the first fruits of any prayer. And of course, we know that whenever we pray, something happens. Jesus told us that when we ask, we will receive. One of the first fruits of any prayer is a sense of peace. Doesn't always last. You know that. It doesn't always last. But there's just that sense of peace, isn't there, that comes over you and makes you think, well, you know what? This is going to be okay. I don't know how, but I know that the Lord is with me. And I think one of the reasons that I started this program on Holy Spirit Radio, and I'm so grateful to Dale and Jane Meyer for allowing me to come in each month to speak with you and give you hope and let you know that the Lord is with you. It's not a saying. It's not a greeting card sentiment. It's an absolute fact. He's with you. And anything that you go through in life, you're not going through alone. And I think so many times we lose sight of that. So I'm blessed to be able to do this show. That is one of the main, I would say, the main focus of my full-time ministry. It's helping people to come closer to Jesus Christ through His Catholic Church and be able to rise above the anxiety and the stress of daily life. And I can say that because I'm someone who has been prone to anxiety throughout my life. I know what it's like to go to the emergency room several times with a panic attack. I know what it's like to feel hopeless. I know what it's like to stay up and lie awake at night worrying about what might happen in my life. But I also know the peace that comes from a close relationship with Christ. And I'm determined to spend the rest of my life, as long as the Lord wants me to do it, sharing that message with folks like you. So again, I'm so grateful to have you listen. Please know that if you need anything, I really mean this. You can reach out to me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. I'm praying for you, and I would love to help you. Now, today's topic is dealing with sadness. And again, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, sometimes we feel guilty, don't we? We wake up, we think, you know what, people have it worse than I do, but yet I'm sad. I know the Lord loves me. I know that He cares about my problems. I know that He can fix anything that's broken in my life. But yet for some reason, I'm feeling sad. Well, I'm here to tell you that sadness is an emotion. It's an emotion. It's not right or wrong. It's neither right nor wrong. It is an emotion. It's a feeling. And really, it's what we do with that feeling that counts. And as you're going to hear as we go through these songs, I think I picked out, with the help of the Holy Spirit, some really terrific songs that will help you to realize that as you're going through something, and you may be going through something right now, as you're going through it, you might not be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel. You might not feel especially good. I'm here to tell you that it's okay to feel sad. And then we're going to take that sadness, and through the program, we're going to work on this. And we're going to take that sadness, accept it, and give it to the Lord and ask Him to be with us, which He will, and to grant us His peace and to help us to keep going. And I assure you that He will never give you something more than you can handle. But it's so important for you to accept that sadness and realize that it's okay to be sad. And as you'll see through some of the scripture readings we'll look at today, Jesus was sad. And when you're sad, Jesus is sad with you. So please, feel free to accept that and embrace that sadness. But realize at the same time that there is always hope with the Lord. Amen? All right, now here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to a song right now by Jason Gray. The name of the song is Not Right Now. And here's what this song is about. As you're going through something, or if you know somebody who's going through something, there comes a time when the best thing for you to do for that person, and if you've been in the situation, you know, is just sit there and hold their hand. Not necessarily tell them there's a reason for this, this is God's will. Even though these things are all true, sometimes it's okay to just to say, I'm sorry, and I'm here for you. And that's what we all need to accept, that we know it's going to be okay, but maybe right now, I just need to deal with my sadness, and I need somebody to comfort me. That's what this song is all about. We'll be back on the other side. We'll talk more about this, but for right now, let's go to Jason Gray, Not Right Now.
See the smoke from a mile away, and trouble always draws a crowd. They want to tell me that it'll be okay, but that's not what I need right now. Not while my house is burning down. I know someday, I know somehow I'll be okay, but not right now, not right now. Tell me if the hope that you know is true ever feels like a lie from a friend. When the words are salt in an open wound, and they just can't seem to understand that you haven't even stopped the bleeding yet. I know someday, I know someday, together we can pray for peace to the one acquainted with our grief. I know someday, I know someday. No, not right now.
And that was Jason Gray with Not Right Now. One of the most difficult things that I've experienced in my life, and I'm sure you can relate to this, is going to a viewing when somebody has passed away. And you don't know what to say. Have you ever been there? Have you ever gone in and said, I don't even know what to say? But yet what I have learned is that my presence is enough. And sometimes I'm sorry is all that has to be said. I know when my father passed away in 2002. My parents were members, as was I growing up, of Maternity BVM Parish in Northeast Philly. And I remember people filing into the funeral home there. And just, I was amazed by how many people came out. I had no idea that my father touched so many lives. I don't remember what most of them said, but I remember that they were there. And their presence was really touching. It was very comforting for my mother and for my sister and I. And that's what I would tell you, that if you don't know what to say and you know that somebody's hurting, just be there with them. As Jason Gray said in that song, you don't even have to talk. And he mentioned also, you might tell me that it's going to be okay, but that's not what I need right now. Man, isn't that a powerful statement? So many times as we're going through these situations and we're hurting deeply, we don't want to hear that there's a reason. We know there is a reason, and there will come a time when we should be sharing that with people. But immediately, the first thing we want to do is just be there for them. And he talked about in that song, I haven't even stopped the bleeding yet. I'm still bleeding. I'm still wounded. Don't tell me when I'm grieving that this happened for a reason. And again, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't say those things, but this is where prudence comes in, that we can pray and ask the Lord to help us. Let me know, Lord, what I can say. And oftentimes, just your presence is what you need to, is the thing that's needed the most. And to let the person who's grieving know, hey, I'm here for you. And with that in mind, I'd like to let you know, if you're going through something right now, that I'm here for you. And if there's anything that I can do for you, I am praying for you, but if I can help you in any way, if you need any extra prayers, I would encourage you to email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Now, I do travel, so sometimes I can't get right back to you, but I will try to get back to you as soon as I can. And be assured that if you need prayers, shoot me an email, and I will start praying for you. Even if you haven't heard from me, you will know that I am praying for you by name. You are listening to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. I have the pleasure of doing this each month here on Holy Spirit Radio. This program airs on the first Friday of each month, and it has a repeat broadcast or an encore broadcast on the following Sunday at 2 p.m. The Friday broadcast airs at 11 a.m. The repeat broadcast airs at 2 p.m. Now, in addition to contacting me with anything that you, any needs you have, any comments about the program, I would invite you to let the folks at Holy Spirit Radio know what you think of the show. They're kind enough to let me come in each month and share some time with you talking about the Lord. Let them know, does this program help? Has it helped you in any way? Because it helps them to know that as well. You can contact them through email at 1570am@holyspiritradio.org, or you can give them a call at 215-345-1570. Again, I'm Gary Zimek. It's my pleasure to share this time with you every month on Holy Spirit Radio. Let's talk about Jesus and how Jesus shares in your suffering. A lot of times we don't realize that. I want to read a little scripture to you right now. We're going to read about the death of Lazarus. Now, Lazarus was a very close friend of Jesus. This comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 11, beginning in verse 1. Now, a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent to him, saying, Lord, he whom you love is ill. You know what, my friends, there's a time when there often comes a time when we think, well, I've got problems, but the Lord's too busy. The Lord has other things on his plate. He doesn't have time for me. My problems are insignificant. I want you to know this, and this story is going to show you that Jesus cares deeply about your problems. He's not some impersonal God who's off in a distance taking care of bigger business. He cares about you. I don't care how small the problem may seem. If it's big to you, It's big to Jesus. So don't ever hesitate. And as we go through this story, you're going to see that he really does care. So the sisters sent word to Jesus. When Jesus heard that Lazarus was sick, he said, "This illness is not unto death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by means of it." So now Jesus sees everything in the present. It's important to remember that we are surprised by things that happen in our life. Jesus isn't surprised by anything. This illness will not result in death. There's a bigger picture here. But yet you might be listening and saying, "Wait a minute, Gary, didn't Lazarus die?" Well, we're going to talk about this. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. In other words, he didn't rush right there. And that is so comforting, because how many times in your life do you become frustrated because the Lord is taking his time when you've got a big problem, right? You become frantic saying, "Lord, what are you doing?" But again, Jesus knows what he's doing, and he takes his time. He's not going to rush in just because you want it when he thinks it's better to wait. So let's continue on. After this, he said to the disciples, "Let us go into Judea again." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were, but now seeking to stone you, and you're going there again?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of the world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him." Thus he spoke, and then he said to them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go to awake him out of sleep." The disciples said to him, "Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover." Which is amazing, because this reminds us that the disciples, they didn't get anything. They were clueless. That should make you and I feel better, because listen to what the Lord said there. It says after that, "Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought that he meant taking rest in sleep." Then, because this is me giving you a little aside here, then because he knew that these guys didn't know what he was talking about, Jesus made it very clear. Jesus told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead. And for your sake, I am glad that I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him." Thomas, called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." Now, here's something that we need to understand. Oftentimes, we look at situations in our life, and we can't make any sense out of it, right? We look and we say, "What the heck is the Lord doing? He doesn't know what he's doing. He forgot about me." But Jesus knows what he's doing. He always knows what he's doing. He has a master plan. And as we watch this story unfold, we see the master plan. Now, verse 17 states this, "Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days." He's in the tomb. So if you think that anything is too late for the Lord, you're wrong. With the Lord, it's never too late. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him. While Mary sat in the house, Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, now check this out, and this gives you an idea of the good and close relationship that Martha had with Jesus. If only we would have this same relationship, and we were comfortable talking to him as we would a friend. Martha said this, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Can you imagine saying that to Jesus? She's catechizing Jesus. It's incredible. But Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" And she said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, he who is coming into the world." Now, here's where we get to the really neat part of this story. This is an amazing story, and I would invite you to just spend a little time meditating upon this. It's John chapter 11. Just let this story sink in because it's such a powerful way to see how the Lord works, and he could speak to us through the story. When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary, saying quietly, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard it, she rose quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary rise quickly and go out, they followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Then Mary, when she came where Jesus was and saw him, fell at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping. Okay, now listen to this. Jesus sees Mary weeping, and he sees the Jews who are weeping with her. Jesus knows that he's about to raise Lazarus from the dead. He knows there's a happy ending. But what did he do? When he saw them weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. They said to him, and he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." And here we have the shortest verse in the entire Bible. Two words. Jesus wept. Amazing, isn't it? Jesus wept with them. Jesus knew that there would be a happy ending. He knew that he would raise Lazarus from the dead. But he felt for these people. He felt the immediate loss of his friend, Lazarus. And he was compassionate to all those people. And in this year of mercy especially, understand this, that if you're sad, the Lord is sad with you, because he has an infinite, merciful love directed toward you. The Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, deeply moved again. Did you hear that? Jesus was deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, by this time there will be an odor, for he has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this on account of the people standing by, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with bandages, and his face wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." When you're suffering, Jesus cares. Don't think that your problem's insignificant. Don't think he's got other things on his mind. Don't think that he doesn't care about you. Don't think that you're worrying for nothing. If you're sad, he's sad because you're sad. And he's right there with you, holding your hand. I want to play a song now. It's by the Gaither Vocal Band. This song really brings this point home. The name of the song is "When I Cry." And I'm going to direct this to you and let you know this. When you cry, Jesus cries with you.
Can't find my way. My world's come apart and it's breaking my heart, but it helps to know that your heart is breaking too. When I cry, you cry. When I hurt, you hurt. And when I've lost someone, takes a piece of you too. And when I fall on my face, you fill me with grace. 'Cause nothing breaks your heart or tears you apart like when I cry. Alone in the dark, facing my hands, crying out to you. Lord, there's never been a time in my life. There's so much at stake. There's so much to lose. But I trust it to you. Bring me through, and it helps me to know that I'm not alone. When I cry, you cry. When I hurt, you hurt. When I've lost someone, it takes a piece of you too. And when I fall on my face, you fill me with. Cause nothing breaks your heart or tears you apart like when I cry. You're the one who calmed the raging sea. You're the one who made the blind to see. You look through all of heaven and eternity, and through it all you saw me. When I cry, you cry. When I hurt, you hurt. And when I've lost someone, it takes a piece of you too. And when I fall on my face, you fill me with grace. Nothing breaks your heart or tears you apart like when I cry.
Kind of amazing, isn't it? Jesus' heart breaks when you're sad. He has a human heart. And we forget that sometimes. So whatever it is that you're struggling with today, if you're in pain, if you're suffering, know that Jesus feels your pain. Know that he's sad. We look at that story of Lazarus. And we look at the details. He knew that he would raise Lazarus from the dead. But that didn't stop him from crying. You are not crying alone. Jesus is crying with you. And he'll never desert you. That's the message I really want to bring home today. He will never desert you. He is there for you. And whatever it is that you're facing, he'll give you the grace. Just trust him. And as Catholics, we are so blessed to be able not only to have this encounter with him through sacred scripture, which I would strongly recommend if you're hurting, to turn to him. And to open the Bible and to let him speak to you through the pages of the Bible. But we also have his real presence. So I would invite you to go to your church, your adoration chapel, and spend some time before Jesus, fully present in the Blessed Sacrament. Spend time in his presence. Don't worry about what you have to say. You don't have to say anything. It's just like being with a good friend. He'll sit with you. He'll hold your hand. You will not face the problem alone, and he'll never desert you. You're listening to Following the Truth. We do this program every month on Holy Spirit Radio. My name is Gary Zimak, and it's my pleasure to be your host to talk about Jesus. What a great blessing it is to talk about Jesus with you on the air. In case you don't know about me, I'm a full-time Catholic speaker and author. For 4 years now, I've been involved in full-time ministry. The Lord has blessed me after a 30-year career in software development and project management. He now has me preaching the good news all throughout the United States and Canada. My fifth book, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, just came out. I got another book coming out this year. The Lord's blessed me. The Lord's blessed me. And my specialty is reaching out to those who are anxious, to help people to overcome worry. Are you a worrier? Well, you came to the right place. I know what it's like to worry. I really do. And now, I'll tell you what, this amazed me. If you go on your internet and go onto the internet and Google Catholic speaker anxiety, guess who you're going to come up with? You're going to come up with entry after entry after entry pointing to me. For some reason, the Lord has given me this ministry to reach out to those who are anxious. And he took somebody who was born unbelievably anxious. I mean, I have struggled with anxiety throughout my life, but I found through the grace of God that there can be peace in my life. And that's what I want to share with you. And Jesus is the answer. So I'm here. I do this show once a month to help you to realize that Jesus is real, that Jesus wants to be a part of your life, and that through Christ, you can experience peace. And best of all, through him, you can get to heaven. I mean, it is a sweet deal. So I'm going to do whatever I can to continue to spread the good news. I would ask you to keep me in your prayers. I promise to keep you in my prayers. And if there's anything at all that I can do for you, don't hesitate to reach out either through my website, followingthetruth.com, or email me directly at gary@followingthetruth.com. This month we're talking about dealing with sadness. And honestly, I think one of the great problems that many of us face is guilt associated with feeling sad. We start to think our faith is lacking. We start to think we're doing something bad. No, not at all. Feeling sad is an emotion. And as you saw when we looked at that story of Lazarus, Jesus didn't chastise people for being sad. He didn't say to Martha and Mary and the people who were crying, hey guys, snap out of it. No, what did he do? He cried too. And now here's the key. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to feel down. But what we need to do, and this is critical, is when we're feeling this way, we need to not withdraw into ourselves. And again, don't get hung up over the feelings. The feelings don't matter. What matters is what you do with those feelings. So when we're down, what we need to do is turn to Jesus and say, Lord, I'm suffering. Lord, I'm sad. Lord, help me. Lord, be with me. Lord, help me to trust you more. Whatever it is, it really doesn't matter what you say. What matters is that you turn to him. And when you do, I can assure you, he will help you. And he'll give you the strength to deal with it. In the book of the prophet Isaiah, there's a great message here, something that we can all take great comfort in. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11 says this, he will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. Jesus Christ is our shepherd. Jesus Christ wants us to turn to him. He wants to lead us. He's not asking us to lead. He wants to lead us. And continuing on, Isaiah 40, verse 28. The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. So this Jesus we're talking about, he's a pretty powerful guy. He created the universe. He gives, verse 29, he gives power to the faint. And to him who has no might, he increases strength. Let me read that again. This is Isaiah 40, verse 28. Verse 29. Isaiah 40, 29. He gives power to the faint. And to him who has no might, he increases strength. You feeling like you have no strength? Are you feeling like you have no might? Well, this is what you need to do. You need to turn to the Lord and say, Lord, please help me because I don't have what it takes. Verse 31. They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You feel like you can't walk anymore? Never mind running. You feel like you can't walk anymore? Turn to Jesus. Let's do it together. Jesus, help us. Help us, Jesus. We feel like we can't go on. We're struggling. We have these problems in our life. Please help us to deal with these problems, Jesus. Give us the strength that we need to make it through today. One day at a time, Jesus. We know you can do this. We know you can do all things. We ask you to help us walk one day at a time and feel your peace. Let's go to a song. This is a song by David Haas. Very familiar song. It's called We Will Rise Again. There's hope. If you're feeling down now, if you're feeling like you'll never get up, you'll get up with the Lord's help. Ask Him to give you the grace that you need. We Will Rise Again by David Haas.
Like a shepherd, I will feed you. I will gather you with care. I will lead you and hold you close to my heart.
We will run and not grow weary, for our God will be our strength.
We will rise again. That was David Haas. You are listening to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. This month, we are dealing with sadness. We're talking about how to overcome sadness, how to deal with sadness. Not necessarily get rid of it, but how to face it and take one day at a time and let the Lord be our strength. Wasn't that great the way he said that in the song, the Lord will be our strength? You know what else touched me too? The fact that the Lord calls each of us by name. By name. He doesn't just call to us in a group. He's calling you by name. And when you are suffering, he knows it. And his heart breaks too. And you think a merciful Lord who loves you that much is going to let you suffer without doing anything? I assure you, he's not. It might take some time for the pain to go away, but I can guarantee you that he's going to reach out to you, and he's going to help you, and he's going to lead you, and he's going to give you the grace that you need. But your job is to continue to cling to him and take one day at a time. Don't try to get too far ahead of yourself. Don't live weeks or months at a time. Live one day at a time. And if you're somebody who, like me, tends to be a worrier by nature, try to get through today without worrying, with just focusing on the Lord. Try to get through the next hour. Try to get through the next minute. How's that? We can even do that. We can take it 1 minute at a time. And the Lord does care about us. And certainly, we listen to that song, "We Will Rise Again." We realize that we will rise again one day. This is the end of this life. It's not the end of the story. Our souls will be eternal. And one day, the second coming of the Lord, our bodies will rise again too. But there's also another message contained in that song. And that song is based on Isaiah chapter 40 that we just read from. But the message is that, yes, there is a bigger picture and we will rise again. But today, if you're suffering, if you feel down, if you feel you can't walk, you will rise again from that. Just like we had in the story of Lazarus, we had a big picture that, yes, Lazarus will be resurrected one day. But at that moment in time, Jesus allowed him to rise, literally, from the dead and come back to life. Now, Lazarus obviously died again, because if he didn't, he would still be around today, would be seeing him on the talk show circuit. But the thing is, Lazarus did die. So the bigger picture is, we need to focus on eternal life, but we can't get so hung up on that we think, well, the Lord doesn't care about helping me through this problem. Because we can go too far in the other direction and think that, well, it's all going to work out in the end, so Jesus really doesn't care about lifting me up right now because this problem's not that important. He does care, because he responded to the people who were weeping for Lazarus. He joined them. He wept with them. And he allowed him to rise from the dead. And he can do that for you too. Just don't give up on the Lord. And realize that he is always there for you. He's not going to desert you. I have deserted him many times in my life. But he never deserted me, nor will he ever desert me. So even if you're feeling sad today, he's with you. Continue to lean on him. And you will be amazed at what happens when you do that. The more you lean on Jesus, the more peace you will feel in your life. And sometimes things happen that are beyond our understanding. That's because he's God and we're not. And we have to, we sometimes think that we need to figure everything out. We don't. We just need to do what we're supposed to do today. And one thing that never changes is his incredible love for us. God loves you so much that he sent his son into the world to be born into poverty, to live among his people, and to suffer and die and rise from the dead so that you and I could go to heaven one day. I'm going to tell you something. That's love. And if he loves you that much, he's not going to let you down today. So whatever it is that you're dealing with, accept that you might be sad. Accept that you might have a down day today. You might have a bad day. I have bad days all the time. But what I've learned, and you know, it's a process. It's something that I'm still working on. But what I've learned is to take whatever I'm feeling and give it to the Lord. Especially when I'm feeling anxious. 1 Peter 5:7, it's a great verse. Cast all your anxieties on him. Why? Because he cares about you. So take your worries. Give them to the Lord. Don't deny that they exist. You can't deny your feelings. We become anxious. We have family problems. We have health issues. We have financial difficulties. We have relationship problems. We have hopeless situations. Whatever it may be, give them to the Lord. When we just worry about them on our own and we don't pray, we're telling him we don't trust him. And yet it's really silly that we do that. We all fall into that at times. It's silly that we do it because worrying can't help us. But we know that the Lord who created the universe, He can help us. He doesn't always remove the problem, because sometimes it's best for us to have the problem in our life. I don't like to suffer, and I'm sure you don't either. But I'm sure you can look back over the course of your life and see troubles that you faced and realize that because of these troubles, you grew closer to the Lord. Very few of us pray more earnestly when things are going good. Let's be honest here. They say there are no atheists in foxholes. Remember that old saying? It's the truth. When we got our backs against the wall, we have a tendency to pray really earnestly. And the Lord knows that. That's because He loves us so much. So if He sends some trouble into your life, somehow He can draw good for that, from that. You may never know how these troubles benefited you. You may never know in this life. That's where the faith comes in. But I want you to be hopeful. With God, there is always hope. There's no such thing as hopelessness. There is no such thing as a hopeless situation, because the Lord is powerful and the Lord is compassionate. Now we're going to turn things a little up tempo here. I'm going to go to a song by Rich Mullins. The name of the song is Awesome God. And I want you for a minute to focus not on your problem, not on your suffering, not on your sadness, but I want you to listen to the lyrics of this song and just let yourself get lost in this song. Because our God really is an awesome God. And focusing more on the awesomeness of God than on our problems is one of the surefire ways to bring about peace in your life. So let's crank up the radio here. Let's listen to this song, Our God is an Awesome God by Rich Mullins. We'll be back on the other side.
When he rolls up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the Ritz. There's thunder in His footsteps and lightning in His fists.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when He kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that He shed His blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
Of the night.
Our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
In judgment and wrath He poured out on Sodom. A mercy and grace He gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
From heaven.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns with wisdom, power, and love. In other words, He knows what He's doing. It's going to be all right. If you feel sad now, it's okay. But just know that the Lord is with you. Continue to turn to Him and take one day at a time, and things will work out. Again, we don't know how. We don't know how He's going to answer our prayers, but we know that He loves us and that He feels our pain. And He always knows what is best, and He wants you and I to get to heaven. And He's going to do whatever He can to make that a reality. Well, we're just about out of time. I want to thank you for tuning in today. And again, if you know somebody who really could benefit from this program and you weren't able to get in touch with them, remember that we have the rebroadcast on Sunday, and also the show will be available on HolySpiritRadio.org. There's a podcast. You'll be able to download the podcast and share it with your friends. We need to get the message out there. The message is that God loves us. God cares about our problems. God can do something about our problems, and that we never suffer alone. If there's anything that I can do for you, please feel free to reach out, Gary@followingthetruth.com. If you'd like to visit my website, maybe invite me to speak at your parish, check out the books that I have available. I also have some DVD recordings of talks that I've given around the country, as well as CD recordings. You can find them all at followingthetruth.com. That's followingthetruth.com. I look forward to being with you next month, God willing, in April. Man, I'll tell you what, we are getting through this winter. It's hard to believe, but we are headed into spring. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's my pleasure. Know that you are in my prayers. Please keep me and all the listeners of this program in your prayers as well. Have a wonderful day, and keep following the truth of Jesus Christ, and you're going to be just fine. God bless you.